Hello and welcome to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron and you have a folk music program ahead of you. We'll start with a track from a self-described electro-Celtic band from the island of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides. Well, you possibly will be relieved to know that the track I'm going to play, you'd have to say, is the least electro track on the album. It's called Knock Do, and the group is called Face the West. Group called Face the West from the island of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. Electro-Celtic band. Can't be that long ago that they got electricity on the island of Lewis. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Now, the next track was written and sung quite a long time ago by Cy Khan, excellent singer-songwriter from the States. It's called The Senator. And all of a sudden, it's become relevant once again.
Now I was born in North Carolina, a state where men are men. Most folks call me senator, but you can call me friend. I've served the state for many years. Ask anyone what I've done. And I supported right to life in 1991. I got up the next morning to have some time to think. My stomach felt real queasy, like I'd had too much to drink. My chest felt kind of funny. It was tender to the touch. There sure was something different, but I never guessed how much. Well, the mornings got just awful, and I'd get to work real late. The senators would laugh and say, "Hey, ain't you put on weight?" My feet got sore and swollen, my pants all fit too tight. And I swear that something kicked me when I lay down at night. So I went to see the doctor. I was feeling old and tired. He poked me up and down, and then he looked me long and hard. He said, "Well, we've got a problem, just speaking among us men. I'm going to make you an appointment with an OBGYN. Well, I didn't get excited. No, I didn't scream or shout. I said, "Doc, you make arrangements and we'll straighten this thing out. I'm just too old and ugly to be some child's pa or ma." He said, "I'd sure like to help you, but you know the law's the law." Well, I begged him and I pleaded and I fell down on my knees. I said, "Doc, this here's my body. Can't I treat it like I please?" He said, "I'd sure like to help you, 'cause I know that's why you're here. But you know that vote comes round again, this time again next year."
That's a hornpipe that apparently doesn't have a name other than hornpipe. English group called Duck Soup, who take their name from... No, don't jump in. It's not the Marx Brothers film. It's a silent film by Laurel and Hardy. Duck Soup. And before that, Cy Khan with The Story of the Senator. I don't need to comment on that. Here's a group that combines music from Scotland and the Telemark part of Norway. And this, I think, exemplifies what they're all about, because it's... Well, it was a Robert Burns poem originally, and the name of the album is Alt som en gang var, which kind of translates as Auld Lang Syne. But this song is An the Parlee, which is Tibby Dunbar. Although that's what it's all about. It's confusing, isn't it? See what you think of An the Parlee.
An the Parlee, oh, vi du har meg venner, An the Parlee. Du sitter i vogni, el vi du er ri, el gange ved sida mi, An the Parlee. Jeg vil ikke far i noens rikdom og ære, før ikke du kommer fra stort og svære. Sier du vi har meg, det er veldig tid. Takk, jakka, og kom, venner, An the Parlee. An the Parlee, oh, vi du har meg venner, An the Parlee. Vil du sitte i vogni, el vil du en ri, el gange ved sida mi, An the Parlee. Jeg fører ikke far din hans rikdom og ære, for ikke du kommer fra stort og svære. Sier du vi har meg, det er veldig tid. Takk, jakka, og kom, venner, An the Parlee. Vil du ha meg, venner, An the Parlee? Vil du sitte i vogni, el vil du en ri, el gange ved sida mi, An the Parlee. Jeg fører ikke far din hans rikdom og ære, for ikke du kommer fra stort og svære. Sier du vil ha meg, det er veldig tid. Takk, jakka, og kom, venner, An the Parlee.
Sarah Jane Summers is the name of the fiddle player. She's very good. And the singer is Ingbjørg Longvik Reinholt. The group is called Reitir, R-E-I-T-I-R. An the Parlee was the song, based sort of on the Robert Burns poem Tibby Dunbar, sung in the Telemark dialect from Norway. I don't know that Robert Burns had any idea that his poetry was going to be translated into a Norwegian dialect. Maybe he did. Very forward-thinking chap. Paul Brown and Company next. This is Today Has Been a Lonesome Day. Well, today hasn't been. Not yet, anyway. And then we'll follow it with a game of cards.
Did you ever hear that church bell toll? Did you ever hear my gal to the burying ground. They carried my gal to the burying ground. They carried my gal to the burying ground. I watched them lay her gently down. Go dig my grave with a silver spade. Go dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave with a silver spade and mark the place that I've been laid. I ask but one kind favor of you. I ask but one kind favor of you. I ask but one kind favor of you. Please be sure my grave is kept clean. Today has been a lonesome day. Today has been a long, lonesome day. Today has been a long, lonesome day. And tomorrow's gonna be the same old.
overproduced song, isn't it? The Game of Cards, it's an old song, and Naima Bock singing there with the English group Maudlin, making it sound kind of like Pentangle from the 1970s, but it wasn't. Game of Cards from Naima Bock and Maudlin. Before that, today's been a lonesome day, Paul Brown and Company. I noticed the Paul Brown and Company album is on Ryland Records. The only other R-Y-L-A-N-D, Ryland, I'm familiar with is the real first name of Rykuda. There's your trivia for the day. Now, let's see. I'm going to play two very different tracks. We heard Duck Soup a little earlier, the English group playing that hornpipe near the top of the program. Well, I'll play another instrumental that they've copied on their album. And I thought, I know that tune, I've heard that before. And it's on an album by Los Lobos. The album is called How Will the Wolf Survive? And it's a great album. And the original version of this track, Lil King of Everything, I prefer to the Duck Soup version.
Leaf on a tree. The autumn took the rest, but it won't take me. I'm the last leaf on a tree. When the autumn wind blows, they're already gone. They flutter to the ground. They just can't hang on. And there's nothing in this world that I ain't seen. I greet all the new ones that are coming in green. I'm the last leaf on the tree. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me, 'cause I'm the last leaf on the tree. They say I got staying power here on the tree, but I've been here since Eisenhower, and I've outlived even he. I'm the last leaf on the tree. Took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on a tree. I fight off the snow, I fight off the hail. Nothing makes me go. I'm like some vestigial tale. I'll be here through eternity. If you want to know how long, if they cut down on this tree, I'll show up in a song. I'm the last leave all the trees. The autumn took the rest, but they won't take me. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree. I'm the last leaf on the tree.
And he certainly is just about the last leaf on the tree. That's Willie Nelson, all of 90 years old. Title track from his 76th solo album, released just a little while ago, Last Leaf on the Tree, a song written by Tom Waits and his wife Kathleen Brennan. I suspect that Tom Waits's voice might suit the song a bit better than 90-year-old Willie's. Good effort nonetheless. Willie Nelson doesn't make the program all that often. Before that, Los Lobos from Los Angeles, Little King of Everything from their album How Will the Wolf Survive. Nice little instrumental, that one. I'd forgotten about that until I listened to the album by Duck Soup. Two tracks now from Man the Lifeboats, a group that I quite like. We'll hear, first of all, The Cuckoo's Nest, an instrumental that is a different interpretation, I suppose you'd say, and then a song about beer, The Ballad of Sarah Hughes. And I have to tell you up front, otherwise you might have difficulty working it out, Sarah Hughes Dark Ruby Mild is a 6% beer in England, or was anyway when this album came out. So from Man the Lifeboats, The Cuckoo's Nest, then The Ballad of Sarah Hughes.
Two-legged groove machine. And there were barrels exploding right there in front of my eyes. And a leaking silver tankard half full of my impending demise. The piper at the gates of dawn. Deep biddies on the cricket square, summoning a technicolor yawn. And there's a man in a purple hat and wellies who's banging his baron. And old Charlotte is sleeping it off, but she still plays on. For she giveth and she taketh away. 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 My soul and I just fell apart. For she giveth and she taketh away. As we play the RSB toward the break of day, I'd sell my
Thank you. And yes, folks, there really is a beer of that name, Sarah Hughes Dark Ruby Mild, brewed and sold at the Beacon Hotel, which is in Dudley in England. If you happen to be passing, you might like to investigate it. It might be very pleasant. I won't be there anytime soon, so you'll have to let me know. Now on Come Orgy, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Liberty Junction, and it's a local artist, two local artists, I should say, local to the near west of New South Wales, Martin Doherty from Willerowing, and Lee Burkett, who lives in the Blue Mountains. Martin's been in Australia for quite a long time. In fact, they've both been in Australia for quite a while. Martin writes a lot of songs, he and his wife Lynn. And he performs a lot. He's I talked about a performance of his last week on the program. I mentioned that he's performing on Friday the 29th of November at Lithgow Workies Club. So bear that in mind while you're listening to the music that I've taken from his album, Liberty Junction. Martin plays guitar and sings, as I said, writes songs with his wife, Lynn. Lee Burkett is a multi-instrumentalist, originally from Staffordshire, I think. But he's been in Australia a long time and he lends a sympathetic ear and sympathetic accompaniment to Martin's songs. First one we'll hear, The Coal Miner's Son.
Seen my father work so hard for the coal down below. His eyes so red and spitting dust, conditions they were poor. It's not easy to survive the black lung, that's for sure. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son. Now and then he'd stop and smile and tell us of days gone by, how he roamed the fields of Ireland where he grew up as a boy. Killarney was the place where the salmon did fly and the wild birds sang their tune. But times got hard, so he packed his bag and said goodbye to the land of his youth. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son. 10 pounds got him to New South Wales. The journey, it was long. The dreams he had kept him strong. It was the reason he carried on. There was no work around in Sydney town till he read in the paper one day. There were coal miners wanted in Lickow Valley, a place many miles away. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son. Down were a girl from Wang. They were happy with a daughter and two sons. But when the black lung calls, you have no choice. It comes and takes you down. All miners know it's just a matter of time, but still they carry on. It's not easy, but it's the way of life on the long wall underground. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son. Now I packed my bags and said goodbye. The mine could never set me free. I take a chance and chase my dreams. Killarney is the place for me. I roam the fields where the wild birds sing, fish the streams where the salmon run. But I'll always remember the land of my youth. I'm proud to be a coal miner's son. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son. I'm a coal miner's son, I'm a coal miner's son.
There we go, that's the first track from the featured album today on Come All Ye. Liberty Junction is the album. The artists are Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett, local chaps from just east of where I am now in Bathurst, originally from far away, of course, as you can tell from Martin's accent, originally from Ireland, Lee Burkett from England. More from them a little later in the programme. We'll hear now a couple of tunes by he's an Eland piper, this fellow, Leonard Barry, but this is the only track on the album where he's not playing the pipes. This is La Valse de Pastoreau and La Polverita Fiera, which is sort of translating as the Waltz of Pastels and La Polverita Fiera, I'm not sure about that. The fair dust, according to Mr. Google. Don't think that's right. Very sweet, isn't it? That was Leonard Barry. A couple of lovely waltzes. I do like those. Here's a group called Rakish. Well, not a group, really. It's just a duo. Maura Sean Scanlon and Connor Hearn from the Appalachian and Washington, D.C. areas originally. Here's, well, it's a James Joyce poem, Now, Oh, Now. In this brown land, story of loss and resignation, reflecting on lost love, all that kind of stuff. And here's a song, which they call Now, Oh Now.
Thank you. Because our love was gay, which now is ended in its way. Dress is knocking, knocking at the tree, and all around our loneliness, the wind is whistling merrily. The leaves that do not cry at all when the year takes them in sweetheart before we take sad leave at close of day. Grieve not, sweetheart, for anything, the year is gathering. Grieve not, sweetheart, for anything. The year is
gathering. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. I worked in a cotton mill all of my life. I ain't got nothing but this Barlow knife. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. In 1915, we heard it said, move to the country and get ahead. Hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. Us kids work 12 hours a day for 14 cents in measly pay. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere.
It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. It's hard times everywhere. It's hard times everywhere.
True enough, if you work in the cotton mills, that's tough, particularly if you're a female. Song from Robin Greenstein, an album called Images of Women. I've played that track a few times. Her version of it, I think, is very good. Next one comes from the featured album. It's called The Ribbon Gang, and The Ribbon Gang was a fairly misinterpreted part of Bathurst's history. It concerns a convict bullock driver, Ralph Entwistle, some of his mates, and they were just having a little bit of a skinny dip in the mighty Macquarie River near Bathurst. Unfortunately for them, it was just at the time that Governor Darling happened to be passing by, and they didn't like each other very much. Had a touch of the Fenians about him, did Entwistle. And the sad tale is recounted here in a song from Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett, words from Lynn Doherty.
Bullock drivers and Whistle and his mate, en route from Sydney town, sealed their fate. As they were swimming one hot day, Gunnar Darling chanced stray, ever then all their day be lashed for the naked river splash. Ralph and Whistle was so enraged, but bloody pen the history's page, for the sake of liberty took up arms. They were victims of cruel penal laws. Convicts rallied for the cause. Sons of the Celtic fighting race, from the mountains to Bathurst plains. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, they are so brave and bold. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, and their colours are green and gold. Yet ever then was the plot, for Greenwood was fatally shot. Then 80 convicts joined the rebellion. Only 15 stayed to make a stand. Blood was spilt upon the land. The Fenian spirit was still alive in the boys trapped at Bullgrove Creek. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, they are so brave and bold. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, and the colours of green and gold. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, they are so brave and bold. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, and their colours of green and gold. Soon the battle did engage, from Grove Creek to Abercrombie Caves. They brought in regiments from near and far. The troopers surrounded them, arrested 12 of these young men. 10 were tried and convicted, ever then evened up the score. In the cold November dawn, the troopers stood and watched with scorn as 10 convicts were hanged for rebellion. Father John Terry bowed his head, and from his tattered Bible read, may your restless souls find release and forever be at peace. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, they are so brave and bold. Stand aside for the Ribbon Gang, in their colours of green and gold. Stand aside for the ribbon gang, they are so brave and bold. Stand aside for the ribbon gang, in their colours of green and gold.
Ribbon Gang from Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett. Featured album, Liberty Junction. And there is, of course, a Ribbon Gang Lane in Bathurst. So somebody liked them at the time they were thinking of names for little laneways. We might turn our attention to Elliot Grasso and Adam Hendy. Elliot Grasso plays tin whistle and he's a PhD. He teaches music and art and philosophy and history in Eugene, Oregon. Adam Hendy plays all sorts of instruments, but here we'll hear him playing guitar. This is Paddy Fay's number 14. Pat Drummond joins the program now. Pat Drummond, also from the Blue Mountains, like our featured album artists. Pat's been around a long time. He's performed in Bathurst quite often over the years, not making so many appearances these days, but he'll be here Wednesday the 20th of November 2024. He'll be performing at the Irish Pub, Jack Duggan's in George Street. You can pick up a ticket at the door. It's a bit of a donation thing, I think. Here's Pat Drummond's, what I think, one of his best songs. Terrifying, but it's a goodie.
It came out of the dashboard, barely 2 foot from a face. Heating fan saw it vent, began to whistle light. She could not believe her eyes, she thought the vent had come alive. As the probing legs came blackly through the grate, and a spiky sheet of fear flew up her back. She fought the force of fingers to relax, but with one eye on the grate, she stepped blindly at the brake and the battered hold and skidded off the track. It squeezed past the plastic, fell forward with a plop. She screamed and watched it run back through the cob. While a herk-jerk doll, spring-loaded in a box, she catapulted through the door onto the tar. And the night air hit her body like a blow. It was very nearly 4 degrees below. On the back road to Cancoban, from the lights of Jindabyne, she'd been running with the coming of the snow. And it's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. Car lights not working in the night, it's deathly dark. And I have matches somewhere, but you don't know where they are. And the mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. She'd driven down from Sydney, where it must have gone on board. She knew it was a funnel web, she'd seen the things before. But they're rarely quite as large or as ugly and as fast as the thing that she'd seen running on the floor. As she flipped the driver's rear door open wide, but the moon was gone, she couldn't see inside. Under the empty biscuit packets and discarded burger wrappers, there was far too many places it could hide. And it's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. Cabin lights not working in the night, it's deathly dark. And I have matches somewhere, but you don't know where they are. The mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. So she walked around in front of the Holden. She looked at him as it lay in the ditch like a wounded beast. She knew no one else was coming up that road that night from Cancoban. She wondered what the hell she was going to do. Now several feet of fallen tree had gone in through the grill, and the one remaining headlight glimmered dimly in the chill. Then the first few flakes of white spun and danced along the light as a blizzard came in howling from the hills. And the horror of her situation dawned. She knew she'd freeze unless she sheltered from the storm. So with every nightmare that she'd known, she got back inside the Holden, driven by the desperation to be warm. Through the hours of the darkness, she stared into the blackness, every muscle in her body quivering in wild alarm. Every time she thought she heard it as it skidded through the papers, every time she thought she felt it on her arm. And the howling mountain blizzard locked its fingers round their prison, and the storm clouds blotted out the stars. Hell isn't hot at all, she thought, it's colder than the grave. And it runs on silent legs inside this car. Now the spider died at midnight, frozen by the alpine air. But as it fell down from the roof, there was a scream of wild despair. And next day they found her there with a catatonic stare, and the funnel web still tangled in her hair. So they searched the woman's body for a bite, though there was none, she was dead and icy white. And the coroner said probably a stress-related coronary, because he didn't want to say she died of fright. It's somewhere in the car, Lord, it's somewhere in the car. The cabin light's not working in the night, is it deathly dark? You know you've matches somewhere, you don't know where they are, do you? And the mongrel thing is somewhere in the car. Now there's a scientist on the Sunday social page who's just been married to a girl who's half his age. While back in his laboratory at Sydney University, there's a funnel web that's missing from its cage. Thank you.
apologies to any arachnophobes out there, but that's Pat Drummond, who may or may not sing that song when he's in Bathurst this coming Wednesday evening, 20th of November, at Jack Duggan's pub. 7:30, go and have a listen to Pat. He's got a wide range of songs, and they're not all about spiders. In fact, I think that's the only one, I hope. Now, if you were at a folk festival in the Orkney Islands or Shetland, you'd find venues on various islands, and you'd have to get a ferry or a boat of some sort to get from one to the other. And at the end of the night, you'd probably have to catch a boat back to the mainland or wherever you're staying. And here's a song about following the heron, not herring, heron home.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers along by the door. And the seeds of the summer have spoken in gowns that bloom on the shore. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home. In darkness we cradled our sorrow and stoked all our fires with fear. Now these bones that lie empty and hollow are ready for gladness to cheer. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we follow the heron home.
Follow that heron home. The group Malinky, lovely album, Three Ravens. You might just recognise this next one. Sing along.
Was for Shen's room, and we work hard for the crack. sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to Mass. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. Me ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her I'd be coming home, but my pocket's full of green. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. The only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. It sort of eases the pain of it and levels out my thinking. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. Play, or maybe it's a notion. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. Gets further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here.
Beautiful sad song there, sung by Ralph McTell, from Clare to here. Next on Come All Ye, a track called Salsas, S-A-L-S-A apostrophe S. Four tunes in this set: Funky Monkey, Golden Drones, Cora Davin Lodge, and The Flood on the Home. First one, Funky Monkey, composed by Finlay MacDonald, who's going to play it for us. Second one, composed by Chris Armstrong, and then a couple of traditional tunes. The Finlay MacDonald Band, starring the one and only Finlay MacDonald.
Thank you.
not a lot of subtlety about the percussion work in that track, but some of the tunes are quite pleasant. Salsas, S-A-L-S-A apostrophe S, four tunes, by the Finlay MacDonald Band. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again, and why would you not, you can do that in the near future because it'll be available as Listen on Demand. You can access Listen on Demand programs going back years by clicking on comeallye.com, following the link, or going to 2mce.org and following a link. The playlists for all the programs as well, going back into the last century, are available at comeallye.com. Not Listen on Demand, but the playlists, at least you can, whether I've ever played a particular track or that sort of thing, by having a look at the playlists, that's at, once again, comeallye.com. Another one now from Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett. The featured album today is called Liberty Junction, another very much local content-focused song, once again written by Lynn Doherty with music by her husband, Martin, sung by Martin. And it is a song about a pit pony.
I was born a state, my own horse, destined to join the departmental force. To 70 feet below Mother Earth was the place of my birth, a strong sturdy foal with a hide as black as coal. I hear the call of my mate, Ned Curry. No finer wheeler at my head. 300 weight of coal in tow. Get up, Duke, shoulders forward and brace along the road a mile below. Keep the pit horse bowling, who keeps the skip wheels rolling from the coal face and along the flat to the endless rope and back. Together we serve our time, way down in the Lithgow state mine. On May Day, how proudly we marched to the state mine band in full regalia, where our brasses polished and colours starched. To the miners, let us all unite beneath the banner bright. I can't slip my tracers for a lark and hide away in the dark. There isn't a crypt in I can't open. At 12 hands in height, I'm not the light. I can count their clicks and a rake of skips behind me. Keep the pit horse pulling, who keeps the skip wheels rolling from the coal face and along the flat to the endless rope and back. Together we serve our time, way down in the Lithgow state mine. At Christmas time we have a well-earned spell in the lush green fields of Bowen Fells. Locals cheer and wave along Macaulay Street. We feel the breeze, we see the trees. We'll be free for 3 long weeks.
Ah,
1964, the colliery closed down. It brought tears to the people of Lithgow Town. But now we have Fred Owen and the Gallon Volunteers. They're the keepers of the flame for those who gave their souls for the sake of the coal. Keep the pit horse pulling, who keeps the skip wheels rolling from the coal face and along the flat to the endless rope and back. Together we serve our time way down in the Lithgow state mine. Keep the pit horse pulling, who keeps the skip wheels rolling from the coal face and along the flat to the endless rope and back. Together we serve our time way down in the Lithgow state mine.
From the featured album, The Lithgow State Mine. I don't think they use horses anymore. Sentiment remains. Good cornet work there from a chap named Colin Jones. Brass bands were all the go in mines in this country as well, of course, back in the north of England. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we will turn our attention now to two tracks from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends. First one, a couple of tunes, Gig de Salon, which I guess is the living room, composed by Pascal Gemme, member of the Quebecois group Janticorum. And with that tune, they put one written by the, I think, founder of the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club, Judy Turner. She'll probably play it as well. The Butcher Bird. Then I'll follow it up with a traditional Scottish one called Wheels of Fortune, and it's going to be sung by a family from WA. Well, some of the family anyway, the Wise family, Louisa and her three daughters, Roe, Ruth and Lucy. Wheels of Fortune. But first, The Butcher Bird. Thank you.
Time. teaches me.
I think that might have been written by a maths teacher. Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and friends, and they were the friends mostly there singing. That was Louisa Wise from WA, Margaret River, I think, to be precise, and three daughters, Roe, Ruth and Lucy, and the Wheels of Fortune. Before that, the Butcher Bird from the same album called Gates of Gold. All their albums are good, the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and friends, no exception there. Time for a few more tracks. This is Rattle on the Stovepipe. I go back to this group every now and again just to cheer me up, even if the songs are miserable. This is Duncan and Brady.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, along come Brady in his electric car. Got a mean look right in his eye. He's gonna shoot somebody just to watch him die. Been on the job too long. He's been on the job too long. Gonna shoot somebody just to watch him die. He's been on the job too long. Duncan, Duncan, he was tending bar when in come Brady with that shining star. Brady says to Duncan, boy, you're under arrest. You know when Duncan shot a hole through Brady's chest.
Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
Duncan shot a hole through Brady's chest.
Been on the job too long.
Well, Brady, 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 you know you done wrong. Busting in here when we got a game going on. Knocking at my windows and busting down my door. Well, now you learned it on the barroom floor.
Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor.
Been on the job too long.
To come in, he took hold of his hand, felt for the pulse, and the doctor said, well, I believe in my soul, King Brady is dead.
Been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
I believe to my soul, King Brady is dead.
He's been on the job too long.
Mrs. Brady come in with a mighty flood. Wiped up the blood with her underskirt. She says, quit your crying, children, save your breath. You know we'll all draw a pension at your daddy's death.
It been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
You know we'll all draw a pension at your daddy's death. Re-ragged in red, they come a-slipping and a-slide up and down the street in their old Boomer Hubbards and their stocking feet.
Been on the job too long. They've been on the job too long.
In their old Boomer Hubbards and their stocking feet. Standing in line, a rubber-tired hearse and a rubber-tired hack. They took him to the graveyard and they never brought him back.
They've been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
They took him to the mighty low rumbling coming up from underground. Children crying, Mama, what is that? It's Brady strutting down in hell in his jumpy Stetson hat.
He's been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
It's Brady strutting down in hell in his jumpy Stetson hat.
He's been on.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me. May there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. When I put out to sea. Be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Turns again. Which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. May there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. When I embark. When I embark. May there be no sadness of
words of Alfred Lord Tennyson, arranged there and sung by Rani Arbo, a choir leader as well as good musician and member of the group at that time, Daisy Mayhem. Nice album called Some Bright Morning. I like to play that song every now and again because it makes me feel better. I hope you like it. Crossing the Bar, it's called. Final track from the featured album now. This is called the Oakey Minor. And I'll remind you once again that it's Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett from this part of the world. Martin from Wallerawang, Lee from a little further down the Blue Mountains. And they'll be performing with Simon Watts, a fiddle player, who actually turns up on this album from time to time. So the three of them will be at the Lithgow Workies Club on Friday the 29th of November. In an evening concert, Friday the 29th. Ask him nicely, he might even sing this for you.
The news got out round March or May in 1854. We set sail from Plymouth Town for the goldfields of New South Wales to follow the Turon River where the banks sparkle with gold. Lay, lay, lay low. Lay, lay, lay low. We set up house, then shop and pubs beneath the she-oak trees. The fever grabbed our lonely souls. We were driven like the wind as we toiled from dawn till dusk. Then on by lantern light, lay, lay, lie low, lay. To the western diggings, the Chinese came in 1856. They were humble and men of honor who were tormented and shut down. Their skills at mining were envied, but their wisdom saw them through. Lay, lay, lie low. Lay, lay, lie
faded. Then the companies moved in with their floating rigs and dredges. So we took the road to Palmer's Creek, back to our farms and homesteads where the Turon gently flows. Lay, lay, lie low. Lay.
The opportunity to see Martin Doherty and Lee Burkett and Simon Watts is yours. 29th of this month, Lithgow Workies. Don't miss it. That's all, folks. I'm out of here. Thanks for your company. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.